There's the final whistle. It is all over. It's dejection and disappointment and heartbreak for Niamh Padraig of Iscaigheanan Inishowen. They've lost out in this All-Ireland final by just a single point. Finian Conley with the winning score, 20 seconds over the 5 minutes of time added on at the end of the game, which has given the Galway side the All-Ireland title. Huge, huge disappointment for Niamh Padraig. They have been brilliant this year. They've been fantastic, and they're fantastic today as well. But unfortunately, it has come down to defeat on the big occasion here at Croke Park.
Yeah, well, listen, your heart goes out to them. You know, I've got to know these lads so well over the course of the year, and it's devastating just to see them on the ground there. You know, I thought there was a foul laid on there, and if anything for me, Hayes, the referee, was being pernickety and fouling. I don't know how he didn't call that, because there would have been an opportunity to equalise the game. But really, Niamh Padraig just coughed up too many opportunities. They gave up too many shooting opportunities to Carrow across the course of the game, and even though they missed an absolute sitter, just 30 seconds later they give away the kick out, and Conley came in from the left with his left foot this time and planted the ball over the bar for what would be the winning score. And the drama that it is this season and between those teams, the opportunity was maybe there for that equaliser. I thought it was definitely a foul. It wasn't given, and Niamh Padraig, unfortunately, listen, they're absolutely, you can see it out here, devastated. Obviously, they put so much into this season. They thought their name was on the cup, but there was a team coming from Galway thinking similar, and they've aged them out by the smallest of margins. Absolute heartbreak for Daniel McCauley on the side.
Yeah, a huge heartbreak for Daniel McCauley. And remember, at the break, Niamh Padraig were leading by 5-4. Now they were able to see off a big shift from the Galway side in the opening 15 minutes. But in 17 minutes, Niamh Padraig sprung into life with an absolutely stunning score from Cormac McColgan. And then Niamh Padraig took a bit of a grasp in the game and led 5-3. Carrow got a point back from Myers McDonough to make it a one-score game at the break. Out came Carrow, the blocks the quicker at the start of the second half. But again, Niamh Padraig were able to match them. There wasn't too many scores in this second half, but it was the Galway side who had something like 16 wides, 15 or 16 wides at this game, but were able to prevail in the end. And it was Conley who got his fourth point of the match right at the death. It was 5 minutes and 20 odd seconds past the hour mark that Conley got that winning point that has given the Galway side at the champions. But listen, we said it was a massive achievement for Niamh Padraig to be here, to get this far in the competition, and they were hoping that they could get over the line today, but it didn't materialise. And I know there's dejection out there in heartbreak, and it'll be difficult for them to see it now in this aftermath of this defeat. But what a year it's been for these young men, and the way they've carried themselves and the community and the memory of their colleague Evan Craig so proudly and so well during this campaign.
Yeah, listen, I was saying, no matter what happened today, you know, these guys are heroes, and the season will stand them. You know, to win your first ever crown in terms of 36 years in existence, third time of Aston Junior Championship, to go on and win Ulster then is phenomenal. And I know in recent time they've called Killen, Red Hughes did it, but none of them had made it to a final. And once you're there, particularly when you knock out the Munster champions, because they are so prevalent in this competition, the team that comes out of Munster generally wins this competition. So the fact that they had taken out Kilmurry, you know, they're coming in here today certainly full of hope that they could land the ultimate prize. And you know, they just came up that bit short. Oisin, I think throughout the game you'd have to say, just with all the chances that Carrow created, they were the slightly better team in terms of general play. But in terms of efficiency, Niamh Padraig looked much more dangerous. And I just think if one of those times McColgan had a good by his man, that we had been able to conjure up a goal, it would have been the killer moment, particularly at that point at 7-5. They had a half goal chance. Imagine they had them at 10-5 up then, there would have only been one winner. They couldn't get that 3-pointer, and in the end, Carrow, there was just too many chances coming at them. And I think you probably say, of course, across the course of the game, they did slightly deserve it, obviously, but taking away nothing from Niamh Padraig. Again, it was a heroic effort right across the board, and losing Toy late on, you know, was certainly a hindrance to them. But listen, hats off, it's been a phenomenal season for them. They've really lighted up the junior championship in Donegal. They came in and flew through the flag brilliantly through Ulster, winning that quarter final and a semi final, as I say, being beat by a point here today. You could have nothing for pride, nothing but pride as a Niamh Padraig club member in terms of how this team and squad has acquitted themselves.
Brendan, many thanks for joining us today. So our weekend has come to an end because the match in Kerry tomorrow has been called up. We were looking forward to the trek on the train and the plane to Kerry and back home again, but that's not happening. That game, of course, postponed and will be fixed for a later date. But today's action has seen a defeat for Neipádraic Uisgeheín. They've lost out by 9-8 in this All-Ireland Junior Club final. And what we'll try and do now is get some reaction from the Neipádraic camp, and we'll try and get it on to you before we go off air at 6 o'clock. If not, it will be available online on our website, and of course we'll have some tomorrow on Sunday Sport as well. So we're going to bid farewell for the meantime from Croke Park. We'll try and get a better reaction for you soon.